Hi, I'm Geeta.
And I'm Swati.
We are BCBAs and we run WeCan, a center for autism in Chennai. Welcome to our Autism Everyday podcast. Today we're going to be talking about homeschooling in the light of the COVID-19 lockdown and given that all of us are at home, including our children. So what exactly does homeschooling mean?
Homeschooling is a progressive movement and a rather conscious choice to educate your child at home instead of sending them to a traditional educational setup like a school.
Okay, so the key phrase here is conscious choice, right? So parents make that decision for various reasons to keep their child at home, really.
So why do families opt for it?
I can think of a variety of reasons. Top one probably is dissatisfaction with the school system. This is something we all, you know, gripe about and talk a lot about, but very few of us actually make the decision to withdraw children from school. But that could be one of the reasons why parents opt for homeschooling. It could also be geographical distance, if there is, you know, they don't have access to a good school close to where they live. Or if the child is not learning and progressing as he should be within the traditional school setup.
That makes a lot of sense. So before we get a little bit into homeschooling, let's just touch upon some history. Homeschooling has formally been around since the 1970s, when there was a lot of literature and material being published in America on the educational reforms. A little closer to home though, there is no actual data or statistics in India of the numbers being homeschooled or the reasons behind the family's choice to homeschool them.
I do know a few people. I can count them on my few fingertips.
Well, they're very brave people then.
Absolutely. Don't you think it takes a lot of courage to go against social norms, cultural norms, whatever it is? And then there is the long-term impact.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll only know the impact of it at the end of many years, and it's too late, right? So what are some of the advantages of homeschooling? One of the first things that comes to mind is flexibility. Flexibility in terms of how you want to study, how you want to approach a topic, the style of learning, the progression, keeping in mind the child's interests. I mean, imagine if the child is interested in science, you could really spend a lot of time, you know, working with that, as opposed to something like language, if that's something the child is really not keen mm-hmm. on working on. Then there is, of course, time. While some structure is important to all of us in our lives, more so for the children, the biggest advantage of homeschooling is being able to plan your child's day alongside the parents' needs and tasks. And of course, timing in terms of, you know, having to be present within the school premises at a particular point of time before a particular minute is hit.
Before the bell rings.
Before the bell rings, right? or you'll have consequences. So the rush that is involved with it. I mean, morning times are really crazy in most households because everybody has to get there on time, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, given this, I would think the parent would be relatively stress-free.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly think it would be a happier child. But I do know that there'd be one set of parents who would beg to disagree with me on that count. It can be fairly stressful to some people to have the child at home 24/7 with you. It might actually seem limiting to some people,
mm-hmm.
really.
Right.
So will this concept of homeschooling work for a child with autism? Let's look at schools, like any school. Schools do tend to have a set of expectations. It could be social, it could be academic. And some of these expectations can actually result in the environment being kind of limiting and restrictive as far as some children with autism go.
So to clarify, this is more of a comment on our current educational system in India that tends to be more restrictive than, you know, inclusive in the real sense of the word. So just going back a little bit on what you said, what are some of the social and academic expectations in a school environment on a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first up, the child has to sit and,
yep,
you know, sit still at that.
Oops.
And then, of course, there's, you know, following instructions given by a teacher who is probably 6 to 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, and in between the teacher and the child, there are multiple distractions, levels of distractions, other kids, heads moving, somebody talking. I mean, anything can be happening. It's very dynamic. Then there's expectation to copy from the board, to write, to be able to answer questions, to be able to interact with classmates, to play with them. I mean, the list is endless. List is really, really endless. And a lot of this can be quite challenging for children on the spectrum, particularly those who are minimally verbal or non-verbal. I mean, quite stressful, I can imagine, for them.
Right. And that really brings us to this question. Is every child with autism ready to be in a mainstream educational environment? Does it not maybe make more sense to provide them this education in a freer space where their, you know, specific needs are being met?
Yeah. I think the key word here is being, you know, the core deficits, the core deficits of autism. And if those core deficits are not addressed and the child is put into the mainstream school system, then it's definitely not going to help the child survive and, you know, learn. So what does a child with autism require? First up, one-to-one intervention that focuses on the deficits, which are imitation skills, communication and play skills. They would benefit initially from a learning environment with limited verbal inputs in the form of directions and instructions and constant verbal
overload,
actually. Yeah. So, you know, is this something that a parent can provide at home for a child?
I would say with some center-based intervention, parents can be trained by their behavior analysts to provide those additional inputs at home and maybe cover the educational needs of the of their child with ASD.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's an introduction to homeschooling and homeschooling your child with ASD. Thank you for joining us and stay tuned for more podcasts on Autism Every Day.
Stay safe.